You and I have debated before in the past about Tyrann Mathieu standing in Kansas City. I told you.
We talked about Chiefs Ring of Honor once. It gets brought up on the text line every once in a while.
He is one of my favorite Chiefs players that have been part of the last 20 plus years. And we go back to the day he was brought in, and along with Spags, he completely shifted this defense, completely changed the culture, and jump-started this run. I recognize that Patrick Mahomes is the biggest reason why they have had their success. But Tyrann Mathieu is a huge reason why the run that they are continuing to go on started to begin with when he arrived. And I know it was a short tenure in Kansas City. He wasn't here for 5 or 10 years. He was here for 3 years. And obviously, he's a very emotional person, and some tweets that were sent out irritated, rubbed some fans the wrong way. I totally understand that's part of his story as well. But this is somebody that won a Super Bowl. In his career, he's a 3-time All-Pro, 3-time Pro Bowler, All-Decade team. I actually think that the stronger conversation and more interesting one is going to be 10 years from now or less, and will be one day, does he end up in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Not a first ballot. I'm not making that case. He's not going to be a first ballot. But a guy that we talk like Jared Allen, which is he's eligible for 4 years or whatever, and then like, is this the year? I think he has a decent case. I really do, to get to Canton at some point, not in the first year or two, but at some point. When you're on an All-Decade team and you have a ring, that's a big hurdle to clear, I think, for a lot of Pro Football Hall of Fame voters. And he's a 3-time All-Pro. The Pro Bowls don't really matter, okay? Is 3-time All-Pro.
No, but somebody will mention it. You would like maybe a few more Pro Bowls, but obviously safety is a difficult position. Mm-hmm. Look, we've gone on here, and I told you I wouldn't put him in the Ring of Honor. He played here for 3 years.
Yeah, I think he should be.
It's crazy. He played here for 3 years. That's it. And I know he helped break the seal and revitalize the defense on the way to their first championship in 50 years.
I can tell a story that gets him in for the Chiefs Ring of Honor.
But I have to tell a story. I can't back it up with any. It's just like emotion. So it's an emotional Ring of Honor
for a Chiefs
nominee,
Ring of Honor.
I understand for a team Hall of Fame, it doesn't have to be just about counting stats.
Yeah, it's a team Hall of Fame.
It could be about vibes for that argument. I genuinely think, though, he has a better and stronger argument for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Look, if you go through the All-Decade team, only about half of those guys probably are worthy of being Hall of Famers. I'm not at any point throwing Eric Weddle into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, even though he was an All-Decade member. And that's not to pick on him. There's a few guys on the list that I don't think are NFL Hall of Famers. But being on an All-Decade team does still hold some weight. When you couple it with All-Pro,
with a ring, hold some weight. And a ring, yeah.
And a ring, that also helps. Man, if he had won that second, I don't even think people would question about him being a Hall of Famer. What he gets hurt by is a huge chunk of the dominating part of his career was in Arizona for a team that didn't matter, because he was a dominant player then and a great college player, but that doesn't matter for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, no, but a hell of a player at LSU. Yeah.
But so they, like, when you look at it from that perspective, the key part of his NFL domination took place in Arizona, and that hurts him. That hurts him. I do think he could get you mentioned the Jared Allen nod at some point, where the way sometimes I view Hall of Fame, and this is where I think position should matter too, is when we watch them play, did we all agree that they were one of like the 5 best, 10 best, 15 best players in the league at what they were doing? I think we all agreed at the time Tyrann Mathieu was doing it, he was one of the best players in the entire NFL. Well, then I don't need, like, if some of the accolades match that, and he's got a Super Bowl ring, well, then, yeah, why wouldn't I put him in the Hall of Fame? It doesn't have to just be that. Because, like, I feel this way about running back.
Yeah,
running back shouldn't have to do it as long.
Look, it's never cut and dry when we're talking, whether we're talking about team Hall of Fame, Ring of Honor, whether we're talking about Canton. It's never a cut and dry. There is not one path only that gets you to that place.
No.
So, like, for those that are texting, and I think this is why it's a fun conversation, because I think you can make arguments why he shouldn't be, and I think I can make some arguments also why he should be in. This is the whole point of a conversation and what's fun. A lot of people are saying 3 years, you just can't be in a team Hall of Fame. And that's what I would push back, and I would say, okay, so then what's the length? Is it like, seriously, is it 5 years? This is what my point is. Like, I don't know what the right criteria has to be. It can't just be, it has to be a Super Bowl and 5 years and a Defensive Player of the Year, or like, there's not just,
it's only guys who are,
yeah,
like,
because stuff weighs
JJ
heavily.
JJ Watt's accomplishments
or
nothing.
Let's say if we were talking about a player that won a Defensive Player of the Year, but he didn't have a ring and he was here for 5 years. Is that the same as a player that was here for 3 that has a ring? that wasn't a defensive player of the year? Like, how do you there's not a clear-cut path for that. People, a lot of people mentioning Eric Berry. Let's remember, too, there's a lot of members of the Chiefs Hall of Fame or Chiefs Ring of Honor that don't get in until like 20 plus years after the fact. I mean, Kimball Anders just got in like 2 years ago.
I don't think he should have gotten in, but that's
I have
fine.
No problem with that. The team really may care. Not have I'm had not success, but like Kimball Anders, that was a guy that played in the late 90s, early 2000s, right? So it took 20 years for him to get in. So you're telling me 20 years from now, Tyrann Mathieu couldn't end up in the Chiefs Ring of Honor? I think he absolutely could.
Guess here's the truth. Their success hurts Tyrann Mathieu in the Ring of Honor because if we're just talking about guys who have rings, the list currently for the Chiefs
it's not just that, but again, that's my point. But that's my point. It's not just the rings.
No,
I'm not saying to give every person that has three rings on the team in the Ring of Honor or two rings, because that's a bunch of guys.
Well, two rings, it would be Blake Bell, Allegretti, McCole,
James Winchester.
Kenny, Winchester. Do you know how many people they would have to put in?
That's my point. I'm not arguing just
Rashad
because
Benton out here in the Chiefs Ring of Honor.
I'm not arguing just because he doesn't, or just because he has a ring. And someone's saying Derek Johnson isn't in. That's my point. Nobody gets in 2 years after. Like, it can take 20 years to get in. I don't know why we have this thought that, like, hey, this player's not in, so he can't be. Derek Johnson likely gets in at some point in his career. It might be 20 more years for Derek Johnson. I don't know. Again, it took Kimball Anders 20 years. It took Grunhard quite some time. He was fairly recent in the Chiefs Ring of Honor, and we all agreed, I'm sure, that he should be in, but it took a long time. So nobody's saying that because there's former Chiefs in the last decade that aren't in yet that nobody else can be in. Like, Alex Smith isn't in yet. We all think he's getting in,
yeah.
And he will. Absolutely, he should get in, and he will, but it could be another 10 years till Alex Smith gets in. I don't know. Hopefully it's sooner.
And obviously, like, if you go back and you look at that time, he reshaped a defense that eventually helped them go on to win a Super Bowl and all the stuff that comes with it. But on my whole thing on, like, the Chiefs Ring of Honor is, like, even on that team, there are, like, five guys who should be Ring of Honor guys ahead of, you know, like, 10 guys. I don't know if it's 10. Like, five.
10?
Don't make me look it up. Wait,
I think we're, look, because of the tweets and because year three wasn't the best, we're forgetting how freaking dominant he was in year one and two to really jump
start. I thought year three was fine.
Jump start this dynasty for the Chiefs. I think we're downplaying the role he had on that. That's all.
Here are the players I would put in the Chiefs Ring of Honor. And looking at the roster ahead of him, if I were voting, Harrison Butker, I assume, would be in the Ring of Honor before him.
Yes.
Frank Clark.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, played here longer.
Yeah, probably
one
so.
One more title.
I have no problem with him getting in.
What do you think about a number one overall pick in Eric Fisher? Does he get the nod?
His is trickier. I think he was also someone that nobody appreciated enough.
Probably. Tyreek Hill for sure. Chris Jones for sure. Kelsey for sure. Mahomes for sure.
Andy Reid.
So, like, I'm up to six or seven now. Now I think you officially enter Tyrann Mathieu territory.
Well, yeah, that's nobody saying he is a better case
sure.
than anybody else you mentioned already.
Yeah, Mitchell Schwartz for sure. Is there any other? Now I'm just trying to look at any other defensive players that maybe I'm not giving any left to. No, that's probably
is McColey.
So he's probably like
Chiefs Hall of Fame.
No,
true.
No,
no. Hang on.
Tyrann Mathieu has an argument
I'm
for that.
Now we're
just disrespecting.
I'm just hang on a second.
Hang
on a second. I just asked. I didn't say he belongs in there more than Tyrann Mathieu. I just asked.
Okay.
He's got some bigger plays in the Super Bowl. He's won multiple times.
Now
I was just asking.
I know.
We don't have to be disrespectful.
But now, look, we could disagree.
Right.
We could have differing opinions on Tyrann Mathieu, but now we're just being disrespectful. We're trying to argue that there's any similar type of conversation between Tyrann Mathieu and McCole Hardman. Come on.
That's just on
just
that
just asked. Because you were naming players. Like, obviously, Allegretti's not getting in there, you know? Blake Bell's not getting in there, Cody, just because he won two Super Bowls. Obviously. I know it's just the players that you mentioned a moment ago. Jeez.
Like, we're acting like we're talking about Kadarius Toney here, people. We're talking about Tyrann Mathieu. Come on.
He definitely isn't getting in.
But it's all, like, for his, it would just be like it's like the honorary doctorate. The, like, Lifetime Achievement Award. It's like, you didn't actually, like, statistically, you're not the kind of Chiefs player that we would typically put in the Ring of Honor. We're only putting you in there for vibes. That's all I'm saying. It's not like an actual, it doesn't feel like an achievement honor. It feels like he was a part of a Super Bowl win.
The first ring that started this dynasty, yeah. Tyrann Mathieu was the most vocal leader other than Patrick Mahomes on the team.
You're saying,
and he played at a high level. That means something to me.
Gold, you're saying that his impact goes beyond just the numbers that he put up. Like
his presence,
which is where I think you have an argument there, is that his sheer presence gracing the defensive side of the ball for the Chiefs helped elevate them to get to where they were. I think there's a you know, there's a conversation there. Also, I don't, again, the NFL, like the Pro Football Hall of Fame is not going to put him in for that reason, but I think
No, it's two different conversations.
But I think in terms, even the Pro Football Hall of Fame, like in terms of the character and all of the things that you mean to the organizations that you played for, I think Tyrann Mathieu, you know, as it pertains to what you're saying, Alex, actually makes it, it's not going to get him into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but I think it's something that you ought to also consider in terms of the greatness of the Chiefs dynasties and him helping elevate the defense to be what they were.